Barnaby Joyce says One Nation can't commit to having all of its policies costed through the Parliamentary Budget Office due to resourcing constraints. Opposition leader Angus Taylor has rubbished the party's economic credentials, saying their policies would triple Australia's $1 trillion national debt over a decade. Speaking to Sky News, Mr. Joyce outlined areas where he thinks the country could find revenue and savings, including tobacco excise and duplication between different levels of government. He says it's not fair to expect One Nation to have its policies costed, given they receive less public resources for staff, which is pegged to party representation in the parliament.
We will do it to the best of our ability, Andrew, and I look forward to that.
All of them?
I'm not going to give a guarantee like that, Andrew, because that means I have the resources to do it. And if I get the promise that we're going to have the resources to do it, it certainly makes it a lot easier.
So who's that to? Anthony Albanese, you want more staff?
I think, yeah, I do.
But you haven't got the seats to demand more staff yet, have you?
Well, then we have this sort of issue, don't we? It's sort of a real trap where they say, we want you to act like a major party, but we're not going to give you the resources.